Demography, Jewish. 6 million Jews died in the Holocaust. This is a common assertion by the Orthodoxy. However, the claim that 6 million Jews were threatened to perish, were in the process of perishing, or had perished, is much older than World War II. It appeared for the first time in the late 1880s, with respect to the Jews living in Russia. Hence, the 6 million figure had been a feature of Jewish propaganda, decades before Hitler came to power. See the entry on 6 million for details. Claims about 6 million Jewish victims of National Socialist persecution were made already toward the end of the Second World War. However, utter chaos prevailed in Europe since 1944. The political borders of many European nations in Central and Eastern Europe shifted dramatically. Ethnic cleansings of German and pro-German populations, as well as massive migration movements of ethnic and religious minorities, changed Europe's ethnic map as well. For these reasons, it would have taken several years for these events to settle down, and for government authorities to get re-established and organized. Only then would it have been possible to conduct any meaningful population statistics of any ethnic or religious group. Thus, anyone who claimed already in 1944, 1945, or 1946 to have secure knowledge in that matter cannot be trusted. Furthermore, Jewish population statistics are more complex than those of other groups, precisely because this group is not largely confined to a certain geographic area, as most other groups. Jews have always had the tendency of migrating faster and more easily around the globe than other groups. In addition, such migrations are not necessarily trackable, as being Jewish is very much a question of definition, and a very fluid one at that. Who counts as a Jew? Is it an ethnicity or a religious group? The answers often depend on who is asked those questions, and when. Demographic studies. The first encompassing demographic study on worldwide Jewish population developments before, during and after World War II was published in 1983 by Holocaust skeptic demographer Walter N. Sanning, updated Sanning 2023. An Orthodox study by several mainstream scholars was published in 1991, with Wolfgang Benz as lead editor. German only. No translation was ever published, each contributing author covered a certain country that was at least partially controlled by National Socialist Germany. A thorough analysis of both studies reveals the characteristics and main differences, as laid out in the table. Table, comparison of methods used by Sanning and Benz. Sources used, Sanning, few archival primary sources, secondary literature and media reports, Benz, rich archival primary sources. Claimed Jewish victims, Sanning, some 300,000, Benz, some 6,300,000. Consistent country borders, Sanning, yes, Benz, no, leading to more than 500,000 victims counted twice. Regions covered, Sanning, entire globe, Benz, countries at least under partial German control. Adjusting for emigration, Sanning, yes, Benz, inconsistently and incompletely. Adjusting for non-murder losses, Sanning, yes, Benz, no. All missing persons are counted as murdered. Enjoying government support, Benz's collection of mainstream authors can boast excellent statistical source material, while Sanning used at times questionable sources. Whereas Sanning tried to take into consideration the massive Jewish exodus from Europe prior, during and right after the war, Benz's book arrives at its death toll basically by subtracting the earliest available post-war census data from the latest pre-war census data. Hence, Benz overlooks a large chunk of the more than 2 million Jews who were not murdered in that time period, but who managed to emigrate to countries never under any German influence, such as Palestine/Israel, USA, Canada, Australia, England, South Africa, and many Latin American nations. In addition to emigration, there can be many other reasons for the Jewish population of a country to shrink in size that have nothing to do with Holocaust murders, such as death due to Soviet deportation and imprisonment, death due to pogroms by non-Germans, without German collaboration or sanction, death due to effects of war, labor service, bombing victims, collateral combat casualties, death as soldiers, death as partisans, battle or execution, Natural excess of deaths over births. Religious conversions. Jews not identifying themselves as such in a census. While Sanning has tried to adjust for these losses unrelated to Holocaust deaths, in Benz's book, all population reductions, no matter the cause, are counted as Holocaust victims. The main numerical differences between the two studies result from very different data regarding just three countries, Poland, the Soviet Union and Hungary, wartime borders. Hungary, Benz, 550,000 victims, Sanning, 71,000 missing persons. Poland, Benz, 2,700,000 victims, Sanning, 516,511 missing persons. Soviet Union, Benz, 2,100,000 victims, Sanning, 15,000 missing persons. Total, Benz, 6,277,441 victims, Sanning, 1,113,153 missing persons. Jewish losses on the territory of the Soviet Union primarily would be the result of the so-called Einsatzgruppen. Their reports indicate that up to a 750,000 Jews may have been executed by these units, although this presumably includes Jews deported east from Central and Western European countries, so not all of these 750,000 victims were Soviet Jews. Furthermore, the numerical reliability of the Einsatzgruppen reports is highly questionable, potentially in both directions. See the entry on the Einsatzgruppen for more details. Sanning evidently disregards these executions entirely, which is highly questionable. On the other hand, Benz and colleagues inflate that figure by expressly including in it all casualties among soldiers, partisans, and from Soviet mass deportations and incarcerations. The numerical differences for Poland and Hungary have more complex reasons. See the entries for these countries to learn more revealing facts. In summary, the adjustments listed in the next table need to be made to the orthodox study by Benz and his colleagues. Table: corrections needed for Benz. Benz's figure, 6.3 million, minus at least 1 million. Reason: unregistered post-war emigration. Minus at least 1.5 million. Reason: Jews not statistically registered in the Soviet Union. Minus at least 0.5 million, reason, victims of war, partisan warfare and Soviet deportation. Minus 0.7 million, reason, statistically inflated number of Jews in pre-war Poland. Minus at least 0.3 million, reason, destruction of Hungarian Jews refuted. 6.3 million, minus at least 4 million, results in a maximum of 2.3 million missing persons. Missing persons are not necessarily murdered persons. Hence, if defining the term Holocaust victim narrowly, as a Jew murdered by National Socialists, then that figure would be lower still. The next table, not narrated in this audio version, gives a rough overview on the Jewish pre-war and post-war population figures for all the countries involved. For each country, it gives an upper and a lower value as derived from either Sanning or Benz. While Benz usually declares the difference to be the victims, Sanning on occasion deducts birth deficits, emigrations, and for Bulgaria, immigration, and other non-homicidal causes for reductions. Pre-war figures for France and the three Benelux countries are very difficult to assess, because tens of thousands of Jews migrated west and south, as National Socialist rule expanded, and as the German armed forces moved west. This migration continued even after France's defeat, with the migration route going from German-occupied territories to Vichy France, and from there to Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Portugal and overseas. When deportations started in 1942, 2 years of legal and grey zone emigration efforts must have reduced the Jewish population considerably, but to an unknown level. What can be said with certainty in the cases of France, Belgium, and Luxembourg, and with some degree of certainty also for the Netherlands, is the number of Jews which were eventually deported, as documentation on this has been preserved, albeit evidently only with imprecise numbers for the Netherlands. See the next table. Table: deportation figures. France, 75,720. Belgium, 25,437. Netherlands, some 105,000. Luxembourg, 512. Therefore, juggling wide estimates of pre-war, post-war and emigration figures might be futile to a large degree. Trying to figure out how many of the known deportees were still alive after the war and could be tracked to their unknown post-war whereabouts may not be very promising either. It is probably more elucidating to find out what exactly transpired at the locations where these Jews were deported. These were mostly the camps at Auschwitz and Sobibor, the latter particularly for Dutch Jews. See in this regard the entry on France, as the fate of the Jews deported from this country is similar to that of those deported from Belgium and Luxembourg, and to some degree also from the Netherlands. Yod Vashem's Victim Database. The Jerusalem Holocaust Memorial and Research Center Yod Vashem has a database that tries to register all Jews who were reported as having died quote-unquote during the Holocaust. Registering any person as a Holocaust victim does not require any proof or evidence. It does also not involve any verification process to prevent false entries and multiple listings. Hence, this database is largely worthless from a scholarly point of view. For more details, see the entry on Yod Vashem. Survivors. During the frenzy of Jewish pressure groups trying to secure multi-billion dollar compensation payments for Holocaust survivors in the 1990s and early 2000s, several mainstream institutions published figures on how many Jewish Holocaust survivors were still alive at that point in time, roughly a million at the turn of the millennium. Life expectancy data used by life insurers to calculate the longevity of certain populations permit calculating how many Jewish Holocaust survivors must have been alive in 1945 for 1 million of them to still be around in 2000. This number amounts to some 4 to 5 million Holocaust survivors in 1945. If there were 8 million total under German control, then we have, at most, 3 to 4 million missing Jews due to all causes. In no case does this support anything near the claimed 6 million deaths. It further demonstrates that the National Socialists utterly failed. If they were truly attempting to exterminate all the Jews under their control, they missed upwards of 5 million of them. Among the Orthodoxy, there is a tendency to maximize the Jewish death toll in order to maximize the Jews' status as the ultimate victims, which can be exploited in numerous political, societal, and financial ways. However, there is also a tendency among the Orthodoxy to maximize the number of Holocaust survivors in order to maximize potential payouts to them and the organizations claiming to represent them. See Finkelstein 2000 for more details on this. Hence, Jewish population statistics of any kind tend to be the subject of political manipulations for transparent reasons. For more details on Jewish population statistics, see each affected country's entry, the entry on survivors, as well as Rudolph 2019, pages 175 to 206.